Title: 16 bar phrase discipline. For modern control with vintage tone advanced. All right, let's do an advanced drum and bass arrangement session in Ableton Live, focused on one thing: 16 bar phrase discipline. Modern DNB that really lands doesn't usually win, because it has more ideas. It wins because the best ideas are placed on a tight grid, and the energy changes are intentional. Predictable enough to DJ mix cleanly, but still alive, gritty, and a little vintage around the edges. By the end, you're building a 64-bar core arrangement, 4 16-bar blocks. Intro, drop 1, bridge, drop 2. And inside every 16, you're going to enforce a rule. Something changes every 4 bars. There's a real evolution at 8, and there's a clear handoff at bar 16. Before we touch any sound design, we set up the track so the arrangement discipline is baked in. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Time signature 4/4. Go to arrangement view. Set your loop brace to 16 bars so your brain locks onto that phrase length. Now add locators at bar 1, 17, 33, 49, and 65. Name them intro, drop 1, bridge, drop 2, and out. This is not just organization. This is a commitment. Treat 16 bars like a contract with the listener. Setup, payoff, exit. If you can't explain what the phrase is doing, you're probably relying on loop hypnosis instead of arrangement. Next, we build a drum foundation that supports that phrasing. Make 3 tracks, kick, snare or clap, and break. Group them into a drums group. Clean routing is modern control. It's how you stay loud, tight, and mixable without the whole thing becoming a mess later. On the drums group, add glue compressor. Set attack to 0.3 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you're getting about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Just glue, not smash. After that, add saturator in soft clip mode, drive around 1 to 3 dB, and trim the output so it's unity. Then EQ 8 with a high pass around 25 to 30 Hz. We're keeping sub rumble out of the drum bus so the actual sub can own that space. Now program the clean two-step skeleton. Kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4. This is the anchor. And do subtle velocity variation on the snare, like plus or minus 3 to 6. Tiny human stuff, not random chaos. Then we add the vintage layer, the break. Choose something amen-ish or think-ish. Put it on the break track. The goal is paper and motion, not low end. So first, EQ 8 with a high pass around 120 to 180 Hz. If it's too crispy, add a gentle shelf down maybe 2 dB around 10 to 12 kHz. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10. Boom is usually off here because we already high-passed, but you can experiment later. Now add redux for sampler grit. Start at 12-bit. Downsample around 1.5 to 2, and keep it subtle. 10 to 25% dry/wet. This is texture, not destruction. Finally, auto-filter with a 12 dB low pass. And here's where phrase discipline starts to show up immediately. You're going to automate that cutoff across phrases, like opening from 6 kHz toward 12 or 14 kHz over time. So the break isn't just on. It's telling the story. At this point you have modern punch from kick and snare, and vintage movement from the break. Good. Now we impose the main discipline. Every 16 bars needs punctuation. Here's your mental checklist for each 16-bar unit. At bar 4, a tiny fill. At bar 8, a bigger edit. At bar 12, tension. At bar 16, a hard transition. And when I say hard transition, I mean it. DNB needs gates, stops, impacts, reverses, tight fills, negative space, not polite little risers that barely do anything. Go to bars 17 to 32. That's your drop 1 bass. Once you've got your core drums working, duplicate that region so you can reuse the structure later. The trick is, don't rewrite everything. Edit only the variation points. That's how you stay disciplined and DJ friendly. Some classic micro edits you can use without breaking the groove. Put a 1/16 ghost snare just before beat 2 or 4. Try an immense style kick drag by nudging one kick late by 10 to 20 milliseconds. Do a crash choke on bar 16. Or do a break slice stutter on the last half bar of bar 8. And an Ableton specific move. Use the groove pool, but only on the break. Add a subtle MPC or swing groove at 10 to 20%. Keep the kick and snare tight on grid. That gives you that old school looseness without turning the whole drop into soup. Now bass. Same concept. Vintage tone. Modern control. The best way is to split it into SUB and MID. Create a SUB track with operator. Oscillator A sign. Add saturator. Soft clip. Drive 2 to 5 dB. Then equate low pass around 120 to 150 HE, gentle. Then utility, mono on, and set the gain so you have headroom. Write a rolling sub line for bars 17 to 32. Repetition is the point. Tiny changes every 4 bars. Notes mostly root and fifth, maybe minor third if you want it darker. The sub is your authority. It should not be constantly performing. It should be inevitable. Then your bass mid. Use wave-eatable or operator or sampler. In wave-eatable, start with basic shapes or a gritty table. Unison 2 to 4 but keep the amount low. Filter LP 24, drive around 3 to 6. Then a chain. Optional amp for a little color. Saturator in analog clip mode with drive 3 to 8 dB. Auto filter for movement. EQ8 cutting everything below 150 to 200 HC so it doesn't fight the sub. And then a compressor sidechained from the kick. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 50 to 120, aiming for 2 to 4 dB gain reduction. Now phrase discipline for the bass, specifically. Bars 17 to 24 are statement A, the main riff. Bars 25 to 32 are statement A prime, meaning the same idea but with a deliberate change toward the end. And here's a super effective method. Keep it identical for 14 bars, and then do the answer note technique. Bar 15. Add a short approach note, maybe chromatic or a neighbor tone. Bar 16, land hard on the root or fifth. Listeners feel the phrase turning over, without you introducing a whole new bass line. Then automate with purpose. For example, open the mid-bass filter cutoff gradually from bar 29 to 32, and on bar 32 beat 4, do a quick choke, low pass down so the next section hits harder. Now we add the vintage tone layer in a controlled way, resampling and gentle degradation. Freeze and flatten your break, or resample it to a new audio track. Same idea for the bass mid if you want. On the resampled audio, add echo. Time 1/8 or 1/16, feedback 10 to 25%, wobble 5 to 15%, and keep dry/wet tiny, like 5 to 12%. It should feel like thickness and glue, not an obvious delay. Then vinyl distortion. Tracing model 2 to 4, pinch 0 to 2, drive 0.5 to 2, and then utility at the end to level match. Here's the rule, always gain match. Vintage tone tricks are loudness traps. If you don't level match, you'll think you improved it when you just made it louder. If you want extra old sampler patina on breaks, there's an Ableton-only chain that's ridiculously effective when used subtly. A gentle low pass around 12 to 14 kHz, saturator in wave shaper mode with a tiny curve, redux under 15% wet, and then erosion in noise mode around 6 to 10 kHE with a very low amount. You should miss it when it's off, not notice it when it's on. Now we arrange the four 16-bar blocks. Bars 1 to 16, intro. Make it DJ-friendly. Think hats and a filtered break, not full kick and snare right away. Tease the mid-bass without the sub, or keep the sub super low. Automate that break filter opening so it promises something. And set up a noise riser or a sweep that lands exactly on bar 17. Phrase boundary has to be obvious. Bars 17 to 32, drop 1. This is the identity. Full drums, sub, mid-bass. Keep it stable for the first 8, then evolve for the next 8. And bar 32 needs a signature exit. A classic move, on bar 32 beat 4, cut everything except a snare, and let a reverb tail or a throw carry you into the next section. Bars 33 to 48. Bridge. The bridge needs a job, not just less drop. You can do a rhythmic reset by removing the kick for 4 bars and letting the break carry it, or a harmonic refrain by introducing a new note that darkens the next drop, or a texture reveal, expose the grit of the break or room tone so the next drop feels bigger by contrast. And if you want tension that feels physical, try corpus on a percussion hit, tune it to the key, and automate dry/wet. It's metallic dread, in a controlled way. Bars 49 to 64, drop 2. The goal is familiar but meaner. Same DNA, more intent. Add one extra break layer, maybe pitched down 1 to 3 semitones, but high-passed and tucked in. Or add darker mid-bass modulation. More aggressive fills at bar 56 and bar 64. And here's an advanced perception trick. Drop 2 doesn't have to be louder. It can be narrower at the start and then wider. Put utility on Atmos or music, not on the bass. Start the drop around 80 to 90% width, then open toward 100 or even 120% over bars 9 to 16. The listener hears expansion without you wrecking the limiter. Now we bring in modern workflow, macros. Group your bass chain, or even your whole drop elements, and map 6 macros. Bass filter cutoff, saturator drive, break low pass filter, reverb send amount on the snare, noise or riser level, stereo width on Atmos only, and the discipline. Automate macros only at phrase boundaries. Bars 8, 16, 32, 48, 64. Fewer, clearer moves make the track feel bigger. If you automate constantly, nothing feels like an event. Extra coaching move, build a phrase meter with utility. On your drop group, put a utility at the end and automate tiny gain lifts just to test the arc. Baseline for bars 1 to 8, then plus 0.5 dB for 9 to 12, plus another 0.5 for 13 to 16. Then delete that automation and recreate the same perceived lift using arrangement, more hats, brighter break filter, added ghost notes, a slightly more open bass filter. This trains you to shape energy without loudness tricks. Another guardrail, the one change per layer rule. In a single 16-bar phrase, each major layer gets one meaningful change. Drums get one clear edit moment. Bass gets one modulation statement. Atmos or FX get one transition gesture. You can still do micro variation, but you stop every element from talking non-stop. If you want to go even more advanced, try the shadow phrase method. Duplicate your drum and bass clips onto muted tracks and program alternate endings for bars 15 and 16. One version is a hard stop and slam. One is a rolling continuation. One is a halftime tease. Then you can unmute the version you want per section without rewriting your whole drop. Common mistakes to avoid while you build. If nothing changes at bar 4, 8, 12, or 16, it will feel endless no matter how good the loop is. If you overfill, you kill the groove and make it hard to mix. If the bass filter wiggles constantly, there's no arrival point, and bar 16 stops meaning anything. If your vintage tone moves make it muddy, back off and gain match, then EQ. And if your transitions are too polite, your track won't punch through a DJ set. Now let's finish with a short practice exercise you can do in 30 to 45 minutes. Make a 16-bar drop loop with kick, snare, break, sub, and mid-bass. Mandatory events. Bar 4 a 1-beat drum fill, bar 8 a half-bar break slice edit, bar 12 tension with a filter down or a snare reverb throw, and bar 16 a hard transition like a stop plus an impact. Duplicate it to create drop 2, another 16 bars, and change only 3 things, 1 bass phrase ending in bars 15 to 16, 1 additional drum layer like an extra break or hat, and 1 macro automation curve. Export drop 1 and drop 2 and a slash be them. Drop 2 should feel familiar, but meaner, not like a new song, like the same song that learned how to threaten. Recap to lock it in. Think in 16-bar sentences, not endless loops. Make 4-bar punctuation non-negotiable. Use 8-bar evolution and a 16-bar statement with a clear exit. Get vintage tone through gentle degradation and resampling, not random mess. Keep modern control through grouping, macro mapping, gain staging, and automation at phrase boundaries. This audio version is shortened for playback.